Hello, good day. This is Michael from Georgia Opinion Service. How are you doing today?
I'm good. This is who?
This is Michael from Georgia Opinion Service. I am just conducting my an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. If you don't mind, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Not at all. Okay. Also, let me ask you real quick. This is going to be a really short survey. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
Vote for who?
What will be the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
I will vote.
You will probably vote or definitely vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody right now, so may I ask you your race?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. And also for purposes of the survey, may I ask you what is your age?
57.
Okay, thank you. And also let me move on here. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, someone conservative, moderate, or progressive, someone liberal, or very liberal?
I'm conservative.
Conservative. Someone conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And also thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. One of the things they should be focused on is reducing crime and gun violence. How would you consider that from 0 to 10?
But what's the question again?
One of the things or different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on is on reducing crime and gun violence. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
A whole 10.
A whole 10, okay. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
A whole 10.
A whole 10, thank you, ma'am. And also, what about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Abortion and what?
Abortion and reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights?
Reproductive rights. It's reproductive rights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
How would you rate that?
Their freedom of abortion?
Protecting abortion. Yeah, protecting abortion. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
9.
9. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And also making housing more affordable, how would you rate that?
10.
10, okay. And last but not least, fighting back against racism and discrimination. How would you rate that?
A 10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
That's a hard one.
You can tell me. I'm sorry, I can read that back to you. I can tell it, the question says, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Well, I guess where we come from, I guess I approve.
You approve. And there are two options for approve, ma'am. You somewhat approve or you strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first thing that we're going to be rating is the American Medical Association, or AMA. How would you rate that from 0 to 100?
American what?
The American Medical Association, or AMA.
That's American Medical Association?
Yeah, that's the one. You can rate it from 0 to 100.
I really don't know much about the American Association.
Probably you never heard of.
What do they do?
Basically, that's like a general association for hospitals. But if you don't know, I can just record that as you don't know, okay?
Okay.
Or you can just rate it from 0 to 100, ma'am. It's up to you. And then the other option, or the other thing, is the tobacco industry. How would you rate that from 0 to 100?
The tobacco industry?
The tobacco industry.
Probably a 0, because I don't smoke and can't stand it. So.
Gotcha. What about Donald Trump? How would you rate that?
0.
0? Okay. What about Joe Biden?
55.
All right. And last but not least, ma'am, the Republicans in Congress.
Which one?
The Republicans in Congress.
The Republicans?
Yeah, the Republicans in Congress.
I'm going to get in.
You can use from 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm. 25.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Let me move forward real quick. Now, I want you to read to a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. One of the things they should be focused on is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How would you rate that?
a 10.
A 10. What about the next one, ma'am? It says restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage.
A 10.
10. And last but not least, regulating marijuana.
It all depends.
All right. Thank you so much. That's a great answer, ma'am. Thank you. And now, moving forward, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I what now?
Considering that it is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I oppose to them selling cigarettes, period.
Okay, and yep, you are fine with your answer, ma'am. And the options for oppose, there are if you someone oppose or you strongly oppose.
Strongly.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
21 and over?
21 and over, yeah.
I guess they're illegal then, so I guess it... I oppose, but they're grown.
Understood. Will that be a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And also, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
More harm? Is it much more harm or somewhat more harm?
I think it's... You say to the community?
To your own community.
I think it's more harm.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you, ma'am. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
This other issue is more important, but definitely important too.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? So the statement A says, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. And the statement B says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage. But the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. So which of the two statements do you agree with more, statement A or statement B? Statement A is about the government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. And statement B is the government should protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage.
Statement B.
All right. Will that be much more the statement B or somewhat the statement B?
Much more.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like you to read you some of the things some people say could come past if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market trade. For each one, tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first statement says, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned would you be about that statement?
That's what tobacco does.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
You said that's what tobacco does.
Yes, this is about the thing some people say could come past if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes. One of those things will be that the government should have a loss of over $45 billion, and there wouldn't be any way to support or help programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. So how concerned would you be about that?
Well, I'm quite sure they can find other avenues to subsequent steps.
All right. So would you be very concerned, someone concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Probably somewhat, but I think they can find.
All right, all right. The second statement, ma'am, will be deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. How concerned would you be about that?
It regulates.
Deregulate, yes. Yeah.
Somewhat
concerned. Someone concerned. Thank you, ma'am. And last but not least about this question, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you, ma'am. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't agree with the statement at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. So how would you rate that from 0 to 10?
About 8.
About 8. Thank you, ma'am. And the second statement says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. So how would you rate that statement?
About 7.
About 7. Thank you, ma'am. And last but not least from these statements, it says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. So how would you rate that statement, ma'am?
A 5.
Like a 5? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Someone opposed, ma'am, or strongly opposed?
You say under 21, right?
Yes. Considering that it is illegal to sell tobacco.
Illegal to sell tobacco to those under 21, I strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I somewhat oppose.
Someone opposed. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Somewhere.
All right, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Your decision of who to vote for?
That supports banning or...
Yeah, it says, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Yes, it would have an impact on my decision.
All right. Would that be somewhat more willing or much more willing?
Somewhat willing.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? And let me give you just a brief list. You can say yes or no, okay? Cigars?
No.
Soda?
No.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. Cigarettes?
No.
Pipe, tobacco?
No.
Okay. What about smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. What about coffee, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. What about beer?
No.
What about wine?
No.
What about e-cigarette or vapor products?
No.
What about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
And what about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Moving on, we're almost done, and I appreciate your time over the phone, ma'am. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I got 5 minutes before my husband came home.
Yeah, and we are 91% complete, ma'am, so I really thank you for this time. The last question are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Vocational tech.
Vocational, okay, thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Is it wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Is it what?
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural? Okay. And also, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. Ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. All the answers will be successfully classified, okay? And everything will stay as private. Ma'am, I thank you for your time over the phone, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.